connections that can exist for a long time. Why is that so? Why does it happen to us that we are not capable of being connected in a nice way to all kinds of different connections? Because, in truth, we don't know the secret of connection. Because connection comes to us from the upper force, from the force of bestowal. And it belongs to the Creator. And we, between us, cannot connect, but only by each one feeling himself consciously or unconsciously that he's gaining in some way through the other. And that is not connection, that is usage, taking advantage. Connection can be only if the force of bestowal, which is the force of the Creator, is between us, connecting us. And we, who don't know the wisdom of connection, we want to be similar to each other, according to character, according to appearance, according to all kinds of things. We think that by us being similar to each other, we will maintain the connection between us and come closer to each other. And we see each time that that doesn't help, doesn't work. Why doesn't it help? Because we actually need to remain with those same qualities, those same discernments that we were born with and we developed with, but by ourselves. And we shouldn't take from each other anything, but rather the connection between us is something that the Creator needs to do. And we, each one of us, should develop the way he is. One has to develop his own qualities, which he received from the shattering of Adam HaRishon. And he develops those. He learns, he gets to know the world, goes around, but actually what he's doing is inflating himself. And he's concerned, if he already reaches the wisdom of connection, he's concerned about the Creator connecting him with the others. So we do that already in a group. As Bala Sulam writes to us in his article of the Arvut, the mutual guarantee, especially Matan Torah, the giving of the Torah and the Arvut, that in these two articles in particular, and there are a few others, they explain to us what manner of connection we must achieve, so that no one is pressuring the other, is not giving anything to the other, but rather the most important is that between us, the force of connection, which is the Creator, will be revealed. And it's not that each one should change according to the others, get adopt their tastes, become similar to others. Nope. We don't need to care about that. That is, the direction of the connection should be entirely opposite to what we see in our world, between people, in families, inside the nations, and between nations, between countries. We will not be able to achieve connection ever, on all kinds of different levels and manners and kinds, if we will continue in this way, even though our world and our time requires of us to become closer, to be more connected. However, that the closeness and connection are achieved only by us bringing the upper force closer. It is the force of soul. It is the force of connection. Connection between everyone and only him. Therefore, we are talking about connection between us in the group, in the ten, the connection of the whole world, the connection of all of the worlds into one world, the world of Ein Sof, to which we need to return as we will fold from below upwards, all the entire ladder into the world of Ein Sof. It is all only by us not breaking, not pressuring, not obligating anyone to change his nature, but to the contrary. As Bala Sulam writes, that he is actually a great possession, that each one has his own elements, his natural elements, and we must not get into it and pressure him, bend him, or break anything. We actually need to do the opposite, to keep it, maintain it, that each one, every person all over the world will remain the way he is, according to his nature. However, we should all together be concerned that the Creator will connect between us, that the force of bestowal will come, and that force of bestowal will do it. And then we, each one of us, will see ourselves so different, so entirely far away according to our inner forms, but along with that, we will see what a wonder, what a miracle there is when the Creator comes and in His connection, in His nature, with the force of bestowal that He instills between us, suddenly it all comes together into a complete harmony and everything is required. And He didn't create anything, God forbid, redundantly or in a corrupted way, and the only corruption is that we are not drawing Him in order for Him to connect between us and to fill all of the gaps between us, that is, the contrasts between us. Therefore, we should not get upset at others. We should not get upset at ourselves. We should not get upset at the Creator who created us in such a way, in such a form. And we should not try to change, and all the more so correct anyone. But rather, all of our force, our whole direction in the correction should be only to actually discover how different we are and be happy with it, that we are discovering those wickeds who become revealed. And then we can ask of the Creator that He will come and will correct them, connect them, and then we will rejoice in His work, the work of the Lord, and how much He is connecting, how much He is creating this wholeness. That is His work. Meaning, He created all of this only in order for us to be together with Him, partners, in that we are discovering the differences between us, the need for the appearance of the force of bestowal between us, and that we will ask Him to come and fill up these gaps, these contradictions between us, and then we will feel the plus and the minus. As a single partsuf, we also learned that in the wisdom of Kabbalah, that we come together in a partsuf, it is 10 sefirot, that is 10 broken parts, who come together between them, and they want to connect together. They each concede the ego of each one, not to use it, and then they can already be, as we say, under the restriction. But besides the restriction, they also want to be connected between them so that they will be able to activate themselves in the form of 10 as one. So then they turn to the Creator and they ask that besides the fact that He can neutralize the egoistic force of each one, that He will also place between them His force of connection, the force of mutual bestowal. And then they start to connect between them, the Creator fills up with the force of bestowal that comes from above. It is called the reforming light.
It
fills up the places between them, the spaces, the gaps, and then they become one. And the connection between them shows how much the force of bestowal has now become great. Earlier it was hidden, that force of bestowal, the Creator. And now he has become revealed according to the number of the friends, according to the number of the parts that come together through the force of the Creator who is connecting them, which is, as we say, 620 times more. And this is how we need to learn the wisdom of connection, which is actually the wisdom of Kabbalah. It is the method for how to bring back the broken Shekhinah, divinity, to wholeness so that it will dwell among us. And that way, we reestablish the, raise the Kli of Adam Rishon from shattering to wholeness, perfection. This is actually what we need to add. We recently learned in many forms how to approach connection, love. So I think that today we need to add this point, that love covers all crimes, that we keep all of the crimes. We do not cancel them, we do not erase them, but rather specifically thanks to those crimes, we magnify the love when we relate to it in such a way that it has to be as the advantage of light out of darkness. It should actually clarify more, emphasize more the
איך אנחנו בצורה מעשית יכולים להתחבר עם האנשים האלה?
קודם כל אנחנו צריכים
first of all,
לקבל את הדברים האלה.
We need to accept these things as existing in our world and that they come from the Creator. There is none else besides Him. He's the source of everything. And He established each and every person, each and every nation with whatever there is there. And from that, and each and every moment, he is renewing the act of Genesis, of creation, as it is called, the Shemot, the records in each one and in everyone together. So we have to accept it as given from above, and that we cannot change anything. If we will not take care of it, then these things will grow more and more. The collisions, the contradictions, the hatred will be revealed more and more because the Kli keeps growing, showing its ego, its will to receive with greater and greater intensities. And therefore we need to realize that only the correct treatment, if we will do that, if we will give that to each one and to the entire human society, that alone can bring humanity to the right connection, so that specifically on top of all of the crimes, we will cover them with love. And it cannot be any other way. And here, it won't help psychology or political sciences or all of these sciences or wisdoms so by which humanity thinks that it is capable of doing something. It is written that one who wants to break some natural inclination that exists in anyone, by breaking it, you end up having two of them. Meaning that it only grows, multiplies. This negative inclination by you trying to take care of it in a way that doesn't come through connection, through that system in which we exist. Therefore, I do understand you, that you would like to see the world as corrected with a nice, good connection between people, but you have no possibility to do it except to understand what the Creator had prepared for us and how we can get along between us in order to, or to get arranged between us in order to invite His force that He will come and dwell between us, fill those gaps between us, and then we will discover an even greater hatred with a cover, an even greater cover of love. That way, love will cover more crimes, love will cover all crimes more and more and more, until we will reach states of potsufim, of worlds where always below you have an uncorrected will to receive, on top of it you have a corrected will to receive, and this is how it will be until we will reach the circles, until we will reach the complete connection. Only by what we study. There is nothing else that humanity has. I hope very much that humanity now, it should realize it is entering states where bit by bit they can absorb this matter, this issue, that they have no possibility in their hands, no method by which to reach connection. And if they won't reach connection, they will reach total destruction. Then we will be able to explain to them that connection should be not by us destroying the evil, the destroying the bad, but rather that specifically through the bad, we develop the good. And this is how we reach correction. The bed must remain as the foundation of each partuf, of each action, and on above it, we arranged the force of bestowal, the good force. Because if our uniqueness, Rav, we come to the group in order to connect, means as much as each one is different, specifically through this difference, we need to want to connect together. It's not considered that we're going to be 10 like 10 puppets, right? Where we have nothing inside of us internally which is different in each one. Rather, to the contrary, the more we will grow, the more different we will be. However, we are searching for by what can we connect through the upper force, the force of bestowal. It dwells among us. And then by that, our whole will to receive with the intention to bestow can become connected to other desires with the intention to bestow. We connect through the force of bestowal in each one, the force of the Creator that we get. And our force of reception remains as the foundation of the partzuf, being in the achorai, in the posterior of the partzuf. And there you also have the klipot, the shells, and many discernments that are the opposite of connection between us and with the Creator. And we need those because you cannot have the plus without the minus. This is how we need to act. We need to learn how to do this. But that is the correct scientific form. And we can also explain it in such a way to everyone that whatever they're doing with psychology, philosophy, all of these things, they're trying to destroy everything. What did they want to do in Russia or in other countries, in Cuba, in other countries? Even now, there's no shortage of such places where they want to, these want to destroy those. The socialists, communists want to destroy the capitalists, etc. So do not destroy, but only find how to connect. And this is only through our
method. Am I understanding correctly that the corrected evil is the evil that remains, which I simply do not use?
The evil that will invite the Creator, and then the Creator will come, and He will use this evil in order to connect, connect between people. That evil, even though it remains, it is already considered corrected. PD6.
When there
are differences of opinion between friends, I understand that you need to use that situation to rise to the Creator without canceling out that contradiction. But still you need to reach some kind of compromise. I don't know how you can keep a rigid opinion, view, and also get to something you have in common.
Are you talking about something professional, your work or spiritual work?
I'm talking about the principle which works everywhere.
There's no such thing. No. If two of us look at some engine and I say this needs to be done this way, you say it needs to be done that way, then we do have differences of opinions between us. So we need to invite a bigger expert than us. We can't just let it go. Leave it unresolved. Here we're talking only about the correction of the soul or greater connections between people in the family, in the society, between countries. But it's not about views, opinions that are not related to the connection between us. We're talking only about the method of connection.
What is the method of connection, really? You're talking about families or the world or any situation?
Let's say that a husband and a wife have some friction between them, some disagreements. They need to understand that those conflicts can stem from nature, the fundamental nature of each one, right? And that nature will not change. And also it is forbidden for one to bend the others, which is what usually happens. But rather, they have to reach some mutual agreement that each one will remain in his nature, but there's also something in common to them, which is what they want, that either they will build it on a human level or they're asking of the Creator, if it's some special family, that the Creator will fill up that gap between them. But the Creator creates such a connection where you have the coarseness, but also the participation, meaning the force of Malchut and the force of Binah, and then this whole, all of the trans, also the transitions between one and the other, that it will be like the diagonal. The diagonal indicates participation, sharing, concession.
Раф, вопрос от товарища. Что такое молитва об объединении?
What is prayer in connection?
The prayer for connection is what we, when we raise it to the Creator, that we want Him to connect between us, because we understand, we also learn, and also out of our experience, we understand that we are not capable of connecting. It's impossible. It is simply impossible. There has to be a force of bestowal that will be between these two masses of reception. There has to be something in the middle. So we somehow can reach some agreement in the meantime that we won't enter conflict, friction, which is too big. But actually we need the force of bestowal here. And this is when those desires to receive grow and grow and grow. They're truly standing one opposite the other, and they realize that we cannot connect. We can't even understand each other. And also we cannot move away, keep a distance from each other, so that we won't touch, we won't interfere with each other. So then there is no choice. In such a society or such people, they come to a state where they must reach a connection. Nevertheless, in each and every situation, even a war between them, that they want to destroy each other, it won't help. Even some amount of suffering that they will suffer because of the wars, it won't help. Out of their records, out of their experience, they see that here we have nothing that we can do. So what are we going to do? And this is how In such states, the wisdom of Kabbalah becomes revealed, and then they are capable of digesting it, that there has to be a third force here. It is called man and woman, divinity is between them, because man and woman are two opposite forms, and divinity is between them. The Creator, if He is revealed between them, then it is considered connection. But if He is not revealed, it will only become an explosion.
Дополнение вопроса к товарищу. Как мы приходим к этой молитве по объединению?
But to continue the question, how to reach that prayer for connection?
We understand that we have no choice. We understand that we have no choice and that we nevertheless must talk between you, and you will see that you have no other counsel. This is what I would like to prove to you through this lesson. Well, we will be reading excerpts, and we will see how important it is. This is called determining the middle line between two contradictions, two oppositions.
Раф, как мы используем индивидуальные особенности каждого товарища в десятке? Каждый может выполнять какие-то...
How to utilize the uniqueness of each one in the ten?
Each one should pray from the bottom of his heart. Fine, I have nothing more to say. You're asking about such things that how many times have we talked about the shattering of Adam HaRishon, that its parts, its pieces exist in each and every one of the people, and we have to bring back all of these parts together in order to reach that same complete system. However, through this whole detour that we're going through from the shattering and the correction, we end up an intensity which is 620 times more than existed in Adam HaRishon. He only had that small light of Nefesh, and we will discover Naran Chai. What do you mean? What exists between the friends? Between the friends you have everything. And you are running away to the books? Go ahead and read the books then. It won't help you.
We need the books too, but we're taking the greatness of the friends now. That's the power of our connection. Like we say, everything depends on the friends and the Creator.
What do you mean everything depends on the friends?
The connection between us is to reach bestowal.
The connection depends on the prayer of the friends to the Creator. I don't get this picture that you're imagining to yourself. You have 10 people, let's say, they're all egoists. And in order to attain the Creator, you have to be connected. This connection, you're not capable of attaining it because none of you has the force of bestowal. They're all egoists. So you're asking that this force of bestowal will come from above and will connect between you. With all of your ego and with that force of bestowal that will come from above, so then you will have also the coarseness from the connection of these egoists, but also refinement that will come from the force of bestowal. Then you will be able to feel in the contrast, in the contradiction between them, you will be able to feel an inner light that will be revealed inside of the will to receive of this Parzuf. Then you will attain the Creator.
Okay, Todaro.
PT 27. Rav, first of all, thank you for those discernments. Who or what invites the upper light? What succeeds in making the upper light works?
We invite the upper light. It won't come until we beg, we ask for it properly. And for that, every day, we need to be more and more connected together in order to turn to Him and to demand it. This is called revealing the sorrow of divinity, the lack for the Creator, to come and connect the broken parts together. And the more we act that way, the more we receive. There is no hindrance here.
But it is something that we say, something we think, something we feel.
Everything, thought, feeling, an outcry, everything.
Is it a common feeling of those specific parts that need to connect, or is that a common feeling that has to exist in the entire kli? How does it work exactly?
Both. Ultimately, it all needs to give you a certain general power, and within that, the specific power of each and every 10.
So this is a feeling that needs to develop in the whole world group. It's not just in some specific particular 10 or both.
It can also happen in a specific 10, and that's enough for it to discover something of its own spirituality. But actually, we need to take care of this whole general situation. That's why our lesson is for everyone.
That is clear. I'm just trying to ask if there is something that accelerates the right request more than other things.
What hastens the correct request is us wanting the Creator to come and connect us together, and not us each wanting to correct the others or even correcting oneself. I have nothing to correct in myself or in the others. All of our vessels are seemingly negative, but they're all ready for the coming of the upper light, which will connect them together. We need all these crimes. Through them, we draw the upper force. It fills up the space between the crimes, and then the system becomes whole. That's what was missing in the Adam HaRishon. There were no crimes. Everyone was connected. In no one had these barbs pointing at the other. Four.
In the public, is the Kabbalist supposed to sometimes be on the left and sometimes be on the right? Or in the public, the Kabbalist always belongs in the middle?
The
Kabbalist doesn't belong to the left, the right, or the middle, but rather the connection between everyone, above all the contradictions between everyone. And accordingly, sometimes he leans more to the right or to the left, at least he appears to be that way, but he sees himself as unrelated to any of those things. But rather, it's only about where you can find greater closeness to connection. Right, Seth? Okay, Petach Tikva 23.
For what purpose is there a revelation of evil in me if it's not meant in order for me to ask for correction over it?
You don't ask for a correction for the evil. It's written that one who wants to break the evil receives double that evil. It's not meant for correction the way you think. Rather, it's only through connecting with others. Because all the evil is just what hinders you from connecting to others. All your other qualities have nothing to do with the evil. Write that down before you, because we talked about this yesterday. Evil is the force that hinders connection. Only that. That's the meaning of I've created the evil inclination. Yes, through the shattering of Adam HaRishon, contrast was created between his parts, and then you can say that evil was created. Created, meaning from non-existence, it started existing.
Rav, what about these qualities that I see clearly that they do hinder connection? How can I connect any of them without asking the light to correct them?
You cannot correct anything. You cannot correct anything. It's only by asking the upper force to come and correct. That's why everything is attained only through prayer. You probably heard it 1,000 times. And you don't want to accept it.
No, I truly accept that. I'm just asking, those qualities that do hinder connection, can I ask for their correction?
It's specifically about these qualities which hinder the connection. About them, for them you can ask for the upper light to come and to connect, but you don't tell the Creator exactly what to do, how to connect and what not to connect, etc., because you don't understand what's important or not in everything that appears to you, because anyone who judges others is seeing his own flaws, so you're judging within your ego.
Bulgaria.
Здравствуйте, Раф. Если Творец дает нам возможность объединиться,
Hello, Rav. If the Creator gives us a possibility to connect, He's giving us that each and every day. However, there are states where particular friends understand what the work is and they pray for the others, but the others didn't understand the essence of the work. So how can we change that state?
To show examples to each other. And then you will understand what you lack in order to come to a collective request. A collective request means that connection is everyone's goal. But each one, of course, prays only from the lack which is within his heart. Because prayer is work in the heart. So how can you have work in the heart, which is collective, shared, between everyone? We say you need to have the prayer of many. It's because all of us want just one thing, a connection between us above all the crime.
Buenos días, querido Rab.
Buenos días.
Rab, si aún sabiendo que toda la
incomoda
viene del Boré como algo bueno.
Rab, even though I know that all of the injustice that is bothering me is actually coming from the Creator, is something that is good, still it keeps bothering me. What am I doing incorrectly in my work with the friends?
You need to awaken them to prayer. That's the main thing. That's the main thing. To show them an example of how you need to turn to the Creator and ask for a connection. It's a very simple thing. Very short. Latin 4.
Shalom, Rav.
Shalom.
Cuando aparece el odio en la decena, al cubrir con amor,
when hatred appears in the 10,
el que hace el mayor esfuerzo,
and when we cover the crimes with love, the greatest effort is for the one who performed the crime, the one who suffers the crime.
I don't understand what you're talking about. What transgression? I don't understand. A transgression means that we're not asking for connection above all the crimes that are revealed. The Creator reveals to us all sorts of conflicts and problems, and instead of turning to Him and asking to be connected above all these crimes which He reveals deliberately, so that we will turn to Him and ask for connection above them, well, we don't turn to Him, and that's the crime. There's nothing more than that. Try, all of you, to see these things in a very reduced and concentrated way. There's nothing to it. Creation, it's a very simple thing. It's to ask for the correction of the connection between everyone from the upper force above all the forms of the shattering which are revealed.
From Baal Sulam, the whole path of creation that the Creator created is regarded as two opposites in one subject. And all the combinations in the world were made in this way. And this is the whole of the work of creation. Again, excerpt number one, the whole path of creation that the Creator created is regarded as two opposites in one subject. And all the combinations in the world were made in this way. And this is the whole of the work of creation.
Meaning that you don't have a single tiny detail, thing which isn't divided into two parts which conflict. It can be an electron, a proton, a muon, whatever. Even the tiniest particle in creation, in the still vegetative, animate, and speaking degrees, whatever you take, it will always comprise two opposite parts, with the power of the Creator connecting them together. And it's only due to the fact that the Creator is there in them. That's what makes them exist. If the Creator vanishes, if there's no connection between them, immediately they begin to annihilate each other, right?
Mutual annihilation.
Yes, mutual annihilation. And the plus and minus cancel each other out. That's how it is in nature, in all of nature. Clear?
Excerpt number 2 from Bala Sulam. The whole difficulty in the service of the Creator is that in the worker there are always two opposites in one subject. That his uniqueness is simple, however it must clothe in man's body, which consists of a body and a soul, which are two opposites. Therefore, in any spiritual concept that one attains, immediately two opposite forms are created in him. One form on the part of the body, and one form on the part of the soul. By nature, a person cannot scrutinize the body and the soul as two subjects. Rather, he is composed by the Creator as one, meaning as one subject. For this reason, spiritual attainment is as difficult for him as two opposites that cannot properly clothe in one subject. It is similar to the binding of Isaac, when the Creator said to Abraham, "For in Isaac shall a seed be called to you." And the Creator said to him, "And offer him there for a burnt offering as a sacrifice." From the perspective of the Creator, it is as was written, "I, the Lord, do not change." But in the perception of the receiver, these are opposites.
Here, yes? Meaning that each and every creation comprises two parts. And if we go into any particular thing, we always discover that it contains a thing and its opposite. And we always have to see how to look at these things correctly, meaning that these two opposites exist, and there is no creation that doesn't comprise two opposites. Also, this is the case in each and every person. That's why we don't try to break the person, to turn him into a kind of zombie. Rather, if he remains a person, he will always comprise a thing and its opposite in every detail in him. And in every element, everything he has, if he says yes, the next moment or in a day or in 10 years, he can reach the opposite state, saying no. And that is natural for each and every one of us. And therefore, we don't talk about the correction of the person, but rather the correction of the connection between people only. And so it's easier for us in that respect, to reach everyone and to explain that everyone is righteous, everyone is corrected, nobody needs to break himself, to bend himself towards the others. We only want the upper force to come and connect us together, because it can do that. And we, we will never attain connection between us, which will be sustained even for a brief period. You see how great superpowers with armies and everything, it all falls. It cannot be sustained. You'll see what happens to China soon also. It doesn't matter which nation, what army, what power and wealth. After one step, the next step is revealed, which is opposite, contrary, and everything breaks. If we want to achieve perfection, wholeness, we need only the upper force to come and connect the opposites together. And we don't talk about the opposites. Good, good, bad, bad, fine, it seems to us that way. We only want everything to enter into a single system, an integral system. And then, when things complete, complement each other, that way we will see wholeness, meaning that there cannot be good without bad, bad without good, on every... In every detail. Gilad.
Rav, how can it be that actually opposites bring us to become closer to the upper one, if in the upper one we don't have opposites?
But how can we come to resemble it? I resemble the upper one. Yes? So I am opposite to the upper one. That's how he created me now. Now, if I connect to the others in such a way where we all connect to each other, we will come to resemble him, because it's actually specifically through us asking for connection. Within our broken parts, we discover the ego, mutual hatred, and we ask for connection between us. When the upper light comes, it comes as the light of nefesh, the nefesh, the nefesh, the smallest. But because we want it, we amplify it, multiplied by 620. And so it's written, you made me. Sure? We made, because we felt how much we hate each other, how distant we are to each other, and we demand the Creator. That's our overcoming. We demand He comes. And so it follows that we establish Him between us. We give Him room to be revealed. And the place which amplifies him 620 times over. And the Creator is just the light of nefesh.
The fact that it brings a demand for the Creator, that is clear. But why is that considered to be similar to the Creator? In what are we similar to him?
Like he says, I began creation and you complete creation. It's by us, through our prayer and participation, discovering the Creator, building the Creator, making Him. That's the meaning of Him previously not existing and now, yes, existing.
So just like the will to receive did not exist and the Creator created it, similarly, we are asking to resemble Him. This is something that did not create, exist, and so we create that.
We give the Creator legitimization, legitimacy, so to speak. We give the Creator the power to appear and to present His essence, His ability to connect opposites together. By that we emphasize Him. Continue.
Excerpt number 3. And the middle line is made of the degree below it, which rose to the higher degree, deciding and completing its two lines. Had it not been for the middle line, Chochmah would never have been able to shine.
Yes, that's what we study in the wisdom of Kabbalah. That's all our work. It is all to get to the middle line. We have two lines, one from above, one from below, or however you put it, but we combine them and reach the middle line, which is the revelation of the Creator to the created beings. Continue.
Excerpt. Excerpt number 4. It is written, there is none else besides him. This means that there is no other force in the world that has the ability to do anything against him. And what one sees, that there are things in the world that deny the upper household, the reason is that this is his will. This is deemed a correction called the left rejects and the right adducts, pulls closer. Meaning that what the left rejects is considered a correction. This means that there are things in the world that, to begin with, aim to divert a person from the right way, and by which he is rejected from Kedusha, holiness. The benefit from the rejections is that through them, a person receives a complete need and desire for the Creator to help him, since he sees that otherwise he is lost. Not only is he not progressing in work, he even sees that he is regressing. That is, he lacks the strength to observe Torah mitzvot, even lorishma, not for her sake. For only by genuinely overcoming all the obstacles above reason can he observe the Torah and mitzvot.
Meaning that we understand that everything comes from above, and the Creator did it this way, in the best possible way, with every single moment that we exist in, and everything we have to do in every single moment is to turn to Him, to ask Him for correction.
Kiev 3.
Kiev 3.
Раф, всегда вот этот вопрос возникает, что значит, что даже ради себя у человека нет сил продолжать.
He has
nothing to ask for himself, because by asking for himself, he does the opposite, he... He corrupts himself. He needs to ask only for the connection with the others. That's where the corruption is. You understand?
As Yotze she.
So it follows that what's left for us is only to ask for a connection. Look, it's the work in the group. I don't know what you're all talking about, what you all do, but you need to simply convince all the friends that only our connection for the purpose of prayer, turning to the Creator, that's what we have in front of us, nothing else besides. It has to constantly be in front of us. How do we connect together in request to the Creator? Each one, of course, sees the process differently, feels it differently, the process and the goal, it doesn't matter. What matters is that together we can demand the Creator to connect us together. Connecting us together, meaning to fill us up, maybe in such a way where we begin to feel that He dwells between us, and maybe not yet. So each time, time after time after time, we bring Him closer. He's there already, but still on degrees where we cannot sense that. Until we begin. We need to see what we have in our hands and what's missing. for the Creator to come and connect us together. We need to imagine that if the Creator was revealed, well, how we could then be in connection above all the crimes, above our nature, and how much we could delight him in that way and to reach our correction.
So
you need to envision the good state and to pray for on to.
How to overcome and understand the plan of creation.
Listen to the lessons and go over them again. If you don't repeat the lesson at least once a day, well, I'm talking about this part, the first part. Sometimes it takes up the whole lesson. At least in the recent past. If you don't repeat it at least once, other than in the lesson itself, it's not absorbed. It's not that you can then go and use it. You will lack it in your spiritual work. Kiev 2.
Спасибо, Раф. Молитва — это внутреннее действие. Можно ли пробудить зависть к молитве?
Love, the prayer is an inner action. Can we awaken envy towards the prayer to get an impression from the friends?
Each one of us must see that the friends do invest themselves in the prayer, because the prayer is the summary of our spiritual work, of our spiritual scrutiny, our spiritual plea to the Creator. It's all expressed through prayer, through the raising of man, as we call it, raising a lack, and the Creator acts. We can do only one thing, to raise a lack to the Creator, and then the Creator, with the upper light, performs the action. To feel that we are together as partners with the Creator, we elevate a lack. He answers. This work is exactly the work of Kabbalists, and the wisdom of Kabbalah speaks.
10 minutes. What did we go through in this lesson? How can we summarize what we went through? We started that we're all different, and that comes from the source of our creation, and we can never change, and we don't have to break ourselves, but to accept everyone the way he is. And what we have to do is only to ask from above for the force of connection that specifically upon all our egoistic desires that are just intensifying and revealing themselves, upon that we have to bring the force of connection from above, and that will be our correction, that we'll have the biggest will to receive. Between all the shattered pieces, the Creator will fill everything with his own force of bestowal. That's called love will cover all crimes. That will be Gmar Tikkun, meaning we don't need to correct anybody, only the connection between us, just like we are, but the connection between us we need to attain. That is all by the request for the Creator to do it. Let's speak about this for a few minutes, please. To the point.
Good morning, Rav. Good morning, friends. Why is Pina Dalet the most important, actually? She has the most coarseness, so why is she that?
You just answered it. If the most important for me is the Aviut, so Pchina Dalet is most important. If for me the most important is purity, so Shoresh is the most important. Meaning there is no up and down, but it depends on what I take is the most important. That's it.
Now the question is, what does it mean, the most important for me, from below upward or upward down?
You determine whether this is important or that is important. According to that, you decide up or down.
I didn't understand. What's the importance of up, down, or below, upward? Could you explain that? How do I take the importance?
It's written that from below upward, meaning that the more coercive is more important. So I start from below, because there the things are more coercive. That's how I determine. And I say that now I am from below upward, because what is important for me? Below, the coarseness, the aviut, that's more important.
What's more important in thickness, in the coarseness?
I don't know. We'll learn about it. Why the coarseness is more important. He can extract reflected light. He can connect to the Creator. He can bestow on behalf of the created being. It all depends on its coarseness.
What's the work there?
Our work is to be the most coarse, but from that to give the most work we can, meaning malchut, entirely, the more coarse it is, to make a keter out of it. Malchut of direct light will turn itself to keter of reflected light.
That was my question from the beginning. How do you do that?
That's something else. You're asking things that we didn't learn yet. That's the work already. He's explaining the system. And the way we try in this system and ascend in the ladders of the system, that's already the inner work of man, that he will use his desires as forces in order to pray and ask for the force of correction, to receive the force of correction, and upon a greater and greater growing of youth, he can do actions of bestowal, of dissemination, of connection, and that's the way he can ascend. The ascending of the ladders on the ladder is the higher the degree is. Also, I need a greater of youth to activate it in order to bestow.
That you can't do without a 10. You can't do that alone.
Without a 10, you're not connecting to the Creator. So what work can you do? To begin with, when you want to connect to the Creator, you already need in something to be connected to the friends. Otherwise, you don't have a reason to turn to the Creator, because to the Creator you can only turn when you're lacking a connection between the friends. Why? Because between you and the friends, some kind of aviut is revealed, disturbances. You ask the Creator, help me overcome these disturbances so I can be connected to them. The Creator gives you the forces and you connect, and in according to the extent you asked upon those disturbances, the forces you got to overcome them, in according to that, you can ascend to the next level, or two levels, or a few. It could be that you're jumping ahead in the path. But it all depends on the connection. The ladder of degrees are more and more connection between us.
Is hatred included in coarseness?
Yes, of course. Hatred is the expression of the aviut. It's a very good thing. It's nice. It's a sign that you've reached the state that you really, that you're serious and you can't stand anybody. That you can't stand anybody. But along with that, you can overcome that and ask the Creator to be above the hatred and love. And in according to the hatred you have, as much as you'll get the force of love. So those are the two lines that in the middle one between them, you can